President Bush, speaking today at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, again expressed skepticism that Iraq will disarm peacefully. For one thing, Mr. Bush noted that UN weapons inspectors have been unable to interview Iraqi scientists without Iraqi government officials being present in the room. Iraqi scientists and technicians are widely considered the key to uncovering any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but obtaining candid interviews with them is proving extremely difficult, as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
UN nuclear weapons inspectors have requested interviews with two prominent Iraqi scientists recently. In both cases, the scientists refused until the inspectors allowed a government representative to be present. The former director of Iraq's nuclear weapons program, Qadir Hamza, defected in 1994 and eventually was taken in by the United States. He says the scientists have good reason not to cooperate with the inspectors. Hamza talks about what happened to his family when the Saddam Hussein government realized he had left.
My family was being harassed, beaten, accidents arranged. My son was interrogated all the time to make me not talk. So you have the situation again, probably repeated with the scientists. So the scientists are terrified.
Hamza says the United States eventually helped smuggle his family out of Iraq. What he had to tell the West, that Iraq had a clandestine nuclear weapons program, illustrates why the United States and the United Nations are so determined to gain access to more scientists. Hamza gave the West what years of UN weapons inspections had failed to uncover. But David Albright, a former UN nuclear weapons inspector in Iraq, says no Iraqi scientist is going to come forward with important information under the inspector's current format for interviews.
If he says something, it's certain suicide if the nuclear inspectors act on the information. Even if he doesn't say something and then inspectors do something dramatic the next day, just by coincidence, he could get killed.
Albright says the only way to get around the problem is to ask 50 scientists to show up at the same time, interview each one for the same period of time, alone, in a facility that ensures no eavesdropping. That way, Albright says, it would be much more difficult for Baghdad to figure out who had talked. The United States has advocated taking scientists and their families out of Iraq for interviews and then offering them asylum. Qadir Hamza predicts many scientists would cooperate under those circumstances.
If you are a scientist in Iraq working for $10 a month, your family is in a hostage situation. Whatever you say is reported. And you are given a chance with your family to live free somewhere else and secure. Why wouldn't you take it?
But Hans Blix, who directs the chemical and biological portion of the UN Weapons Inspections Program, has resisted that step. He says he's not running a defection agency. Blix's office currently is reviewing the list of scientists provided by Baghdad. Spokesman Ewan Buchanan says that Blix has not decided how to handle the problem of scientists who refuse to be interviewed alone. But there might be circumstances, Buchanan says, in which it would be better to have an interview with a minder present than no interview at all. Hans Blix is expected to brief the UN Security Council on the inspections process on January 9th. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.